Pat Shurmur. Coach, let's just start off with this. I know Giants fans were so elated that you guys got Saquon Barkley. Is there anything that could have changed that for you? In other words, were you guys considering taking a quarterback at two?
Well, you know what? We felt like he was the best player in the draft. And as the, you know, making the second pick, we were just thrilled he was there. And so once that set itself up, there was really no decision to be made. We picked Saquon, and we're thrilled. You know, he's an outstanding player. You know, that's something we all know, but he's an outstanding person. And, you know, he fits the profile of what we want the Giants to be.
Hey, Coach, so quick story. I had breakfast with Steve Tisch a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the draft.
Name dropper.
And I told him to draft Saquon Barkley. So I know you guys think that you drafted him, but I got to get a little bit of that credit over here. So going into Saquon.
Yeah, well, good pick. Really good pick.
So going into Saquon, other than using him, obviously, as a running back, you know, what are your other plans for him on that offense, and how much of an impact do you think he'll make in his rookie season?
Well, I think he's a three-down back, and, you know, that's super important for a play caller because he can go on the field. You obviously can hand it to him. That doesn't take a genius to do that. But when it's time to pass protect, you know, he has collision balance, which means he can step up and, you know, and blast the blitzer. But he also has the balance to kind of take a hit in the hole and keep going. We've seen that. And then really the most important thing and the first thing you look for in a running back is can he catch? Does he have ball skills? Because we all know we can run them all deep, and if they cover them, sometimes the best matchup on the field is just dropping the ball off to the back. Yeah. Not to mention we can feature him out of the backfield or in an extended kind of detached position. So, you know, just saying all of those things, you know, I was excited that he was available because he's multidimensional and you can play him on all three downs.
Yeah. Yep. Pat, Sean O'Hara here. I know offensive linemen are always excited when you get a back like Barkley. Fixing the offensive line, that was really kind of numero uno this offseason. You bring in Solder, you bring in Omame, now you draft Will Hernandez. Talk to us about what you liked about Will and how fixing this offensive line is going to help be a part of that change in the locker room culturally.
Well, it's interesting because Dave's been through these transformations in his past, and I went through one recently in Minnesota. You know, a year ago, you know, we're coming off an 8-8 year. And so in Minnesota, we drafted two tackles, and then we brought in two free agent tackles and drafted a center that played like a veteran. And so, you know, 3/5 of that line was new. We went out and won 14 games, and I think that was the start of it, not to mention that we added some other players. But we feel like that was an important transformation here. You know, we went out and got Nate, as you mentioned, and Pat. And then when you add a guy like Will to the mix, not to mention there's some guys on this roster here that we feel good about developing. But when you add those guys to the mix, you get good competition with good players that know how to compete. And, you know, that's the starting point. All the fancy stuff doesn't work, and it doesn't look good unless you can block them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pat, your quarterback position, obviously people are saying, well, why didn't you take Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield? Right. You took one in the fourth round. I love this guy. Kyle Aletta from Richmond. Talk about what you like about him and the Senior Bowl, because he played at a lower level. How the Senior Bowl affected your evaluation of him and your drafting of him?
Well, a little tidbit about me. I really like watching the Senior Bowl, especially guys that played at what's perceived to be a little lower level, because you can see how they respond against light competition. I mean, he had an outstanding week, in my opinion. He had an outstanding game. You know, and he has a lot of the traits that you're looking for in a quarterback. Quite frankly, for me, arm strength's about fourth. You know, it goes behind decision-making. It goes behind timing. It goes behind accuracy. And this guy's helped his team win games. He's competitive. He's got moxie. And he's got a good set of legs. So, you know, he can either extend the play, move around in the pocket, or if whatever happens, you know, we all know that if you're going to drive the football, somewhere in that drive, the quarterback's going to have to do something good with his legs. And he has that trait. And so we're looking forward to seeing how far he can grow with this. You know, he's an outstanding young man. We're trying to develop an outstanding quarterback culture, led obviously by Eli Manning, the consummate pro. Davis Webb tries to learn everything he can from Eli and get as good as he can be. And now you add another guy that's like-minded to the group, And that's going to be a great competitive environment where they're all going to try to be as good as they can be. And then when we say this guy's the starter, which most likely is going to be Eli, the other two guys are going to do what they can to help him have success on Sunday. So that's where that's at. And we were just thrilled that Kyle was there, and we grabbed him.
Coach, you give me the rap sign, but I'm just curious about this question. I have to ask you quickly, biggest difference this time around as a head coach from the first time?
Well, a much more comfortable presence. I feel like there was a list of things I knew I wanted to do in the first month that didn't get done the first month, my first time around. You know, working with Dave Gettleman and the people in the building here, it made it easy. And just having been through something, you know, nobody knows what they're getting into until you go through it. And, you know, I just feel much more comfortable about this part of the process and then certainly moving forward.
Well, you should feel very comfortable with your draft class because it is shaping up to be a dandy. Pat Shurmur, new football coach of the New York Giants. Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys.
Good luck, Coach.